With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico lawmakers have increased spending aimed at encouraging participation in the 2020 census. The state's remote rural communities with gaps in internet access pose a challenge to the federal population count, which takes place mostly online this year. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed legislation Monday that devotes an additional $8 million to promote census participation. Last year, lawmakers appropriated $3 million, and now every county has a coordinating committee.
Why would we want to know who resides here? Because if we don't, 1% undercount, one, is a loss of $780 million.
Lujan Grisham said her administration wants to ensure that the state receives its rightful share of funding for social programs and infrastructure that are underwritten by the federal government.
It also impacts our highway funding, and for a state that is woefully behind in our infrastructure spending, including highway spending, everyone is working to resolve that to the highest degree that we can. This is money that supports our efforts to do that and fully fund these highways.
One of the bill's co-sponsors is Senator William Burt of Alamogordo. The Republican noted the importance of counting the oil field workers in the Permian Basin, as well as students from out of state.
And that certainly includes the folks in southeast New Mexico working in the man camps. They all have to be counted. If you're here as a student from Minnesota, Wisconsin, New York, California, going to one of our fabulous universities, you have to be counted in this state.
The census count officially kicks off online on March 12th. The federal government is taking applications for census workers who will count people in person who don't respond online. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.